after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. And I think I got my girl, T. I got to refer to the studio. There we go. But yeah, so y'all on the new Tuesday. Okay, I'm only by myself at the moment.
Never mind.
All right, so y'all listen to the new Tuesday show. Talk to Me Tuesdays. Every Tuesday here in the show, we do Talk to Me Tuesdays. It'll be a new addition to the family. Kind of old because for those of y'all that was on with the show back in the day, y'all know we do a show every freaking day. And it used to be called Totally Random Tuesdays. So yeah, we decided to shoot instead of Totally Random. Let's bring a new way to family. So Talk to Me Tuesdays it is. And yeah, man, today we'll be concluding our two-parter interview week of celebrating Bikini Boxing 11, which will be taking place here in Dallas-Fort Worth area. And our guest tonight is Tay Blazing Blue, who'll be on the show. And then the second interview on the show tonight will be Ms. Myra. So can't wait to talk to them. Both of them are ring girls for Bikini Boxing 11. So, yeah, we're going to dig into their minds, find out behind-the-scenes experiences leading up to the fight, and even get some information about their own brands, and even get in their goddamn business. So there you go. So, yeah, man, I'm just excited, man. We got multiple days now to have you guys. And, yeah, it's going to be lit. Every day we lit. Yes. So, yeah, I was seeing this earlier, man. Y'all, man, this president, man. Number 45, as we like to call him, our Agent Orange. I don't know what the heck this guy's doing. He's talking mad trash to people. I mean, what is with the gangs, dude? What is with the gangs? I just don't. You play with people's lives, man. Now, when that man really shoot a missile over here for real and it finds some way to just tip the U.S., then you doing something. You doing something that is just not right, bro. Ain't nobody got time to gamble with their life because you want to play a game of who got the bigger balls. I don't like playing them kind of games, man. Like, y'all want to have a pissing contest? Y'all do that on your own time, your own life. Don't go doing it with us. All this damn, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, the dude is just pissing people off. And then you got people who are, yeah, he knows what he wants and all that kind of shit. Man, get the hell out of here. By the time y'all realize that stuff is ridiculous, it's going to be too late. I know what some people doing. They don't want to admit anything because they don't want their pride is too big to admit it. So yeah. All right, then go see what's up to you.
I was just thinking myself.
Yeah, I just heard you. I told you, and I hear you singing. Like, what you hear all this thing singing, huh?
Mm.
If you say so, T.
You gonna see my EP come up? No.
Oh goodness, Lord, help us all. But yeah, T. It feels weird. We're doing Life at the Dusk on Tuesdays, and not that this is the first. Last week we did it just temporarily because on Tuesday, but now it's actually on Tuesday. It's just interesting.
Three days
a week. I'm telling you, T, people who don't know, they don't know I used to do this every day, man. Every day. Monday, like, mainly I would do it Monday through Friday, and I would do it like around, I think most nights I was doing it around midnight. I was doing the show around midnight, and then I would do it then on Friday nights, because it'd be midnight your times when it was. Then on Friday nights, I would do it at 2 a.m. your time. It was ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it was cracking. Like, cause the people who like to sneak around the late night and got nothing to do, they used to come sneak through here because they had nothing. They had absolutely nothing to do, so they would come through around that time, and it was cool.
Yeah.
The 1 a.m. shows are pretty good too, because used to on Fridays, because we had a whole line of different shows. Other channels had shows. We all kind of our schedules were perfectly aligned to where we can go to each other show, and. After that, you know, I would be the last in the line usually. But somebody else is a special show. I'd be the last in the line, so I'd be the late show at the late after party. And because the show before was real, it's like how Wednesdays are really nasty, but like that every show. And yeah, it was crazy. So it was pretty much talk. You would just. It was mainly talking, so you hear people in the chat room at the nasty, all kind of stuff. And so, we ended up coming from. After that, people come to my show. We would talk too, but we would play more. So we would play more music than we did talk. It's to kind of wind everybody down. So, we used to call it our Friday night block party, and just have a lot of us just play. You know. It'd be a mixture of talk and music throughout the night. It'd be lit. So I missed this one show where he's doing in the weekend shows. He used to call it Club SON, and he had it lit. Oh my God, he played everything. And you had to party at the house of your computer, so it was lit.
Yeah. Well, some kind of safest place to have you a party is at home.
Yeah, and so, it was cool because you chatted with people and everything. It was fun. I keep trying to convince SON to come back. I'm about to get on his ass again. That being said, so you don't get on your ass, we're going to go ahead and go to a music break for today, first music break, and then we'll be back here on Life of the Dust Live, your boy, Sunny J. Hey, your girl, Melina.
You know what you need to play on the music right now? You need to play
what?
Bruno Mars, Versace on the Floor. That's my song.
You would ask for songs I don't got up, but you know I don't really have to be industry. Mainstream songs here. Yeah, y'all hear her? She requested it. She know I don't really put me in mainstream songs. You know I don't. You know I don't. Because they get plenty of play as it is. You hear back to back to back.
I don't listen to the radio, so I
oh, yeah, it comes on. It comes on often. That being said, we're going to go to, I mean, this song, I just played this song, or I was playing the original for this song, so it stuck in my head. I was like, I'm going to play it tonight, because, you know, I'm going to continue the litness from yesterday. So I hope Tay Blazing Blue is ready when she, it's her interview time, because the bar has been raised. It's a shorter interview, so we're going to go hard with the questions real quick. So we'll be back into this. This is B-King featuring Fat Pimp. Smile.
Let me see that look. Over, let me see it. Yeah. I'm club guard, bitch, and a trick I couldn't bid. No. I can't pay for no pussy, I just want it, I don't need it. Get that bread, get that head, then your number, I delete it. Oh, love. Big King, bitch, I'm in a bin. Yeah. Getting head on 610. Yeah. From a bitch and that bitch friends in the backseat, straight tweeting about it. I got paper, they know it. Yeah. I got paper, I'ma throw it. Hold up. Pop that pussy, bitch, throw it. That ass up, I'ma tow it. I only fuck with pole killers, pussy poppin', gorillas. Money on her mind, but she want more thrillers. Yeah. She don't need shit from no nigga. She say B-King, they the rap nigga and the trap nigga all the same. Both y'all niggas annoying, cause y'all phones ring all day. Hold up, but I know that pussy mine. Yeah, throw that ass back and rewind. Hold up, tattoos on her ass, she fine. Yeah, she got me stalking her on Vine. Hold up, if pussy was a crime, then I'd be free. Throw that ass back for club, go to Fat P-I-M-P. Let me know. Let me see that.
right. We're back on Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J, and my co-host with the most is my girl, G. Melina.
Don't snatch none now.
So, y'all guess what? We got our special guest on the line with us now. She is one of the Ring Girls for Bikini Boxing 11 here in Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm excited to talk to her, and I told her about last night's show, so I told her to be on the lookout because it might get crazy. So welcome to the show, the beautiful, very beautiful, Tay Blazing.
Thank you.
Blue. All right, we got to get you some hand claps. Little hand claps going.
Thank you.
Oh, we're glad to have you in the building first off, ma'am.
Hello.
Yeah, there we go. We're glad to have you in the building.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here. How y'all doing this evening?
First off,
good. How are you? Oh, I am blessed. You know, turning up. How we do?
Okay. I'm going to say I'm lit, too. I mean, last night, I set the bar. I was like, oh, man, they got to be careful now because we're going to be on high octane now because we lit from yesterday. I know we're going to keep it going now.
Oh, yeah, we got to keep it going. You can't let it die. Got to turn it up. Got to keep it turned up.
Yes.
That's what our girls do. That's what the bikini boxing girls do. We keep it turned up.
Oh, I know. I went to the first one they had in Dallas, and I was like, they had the ring girls are twerking and stuff. I was like, whoa.
Yes.
Oh,
yes, that's what we do. We keep it live, baby. We keep it live. Yes, that's what we do. But that's all we do. You know, it's all for entertainment. But that's, you know, just all, everybody just got to get their tickets to come and see and experience, you know, the experience, the turn up. Cause it ain't like nowhere else. Our Dallas girls are different.
It's not like you called people out. you start saying the ring girls of Dallas set the tone more than all the other cities. Is that what you? I just making sure.
Yes,
I didn't make no words up. That's what you said.
Hey, you can quote me.
Okay. Y'all heard it. It did not come out of my mouth. She said that the ring girls of Dallas set the tone. Okay.
Yes, we are the best. Like DJ Khaled said.
I'm gonna hold you through that now. So when I go, because I'll be there on Friday. I'm supposed to be covering my magazine.
On Friday.
I'm gonna be there and I'm gonna see.
You have to be there. We got some knockout girls. We got some beasts, especially the boxers. I'm trying to tell you.
We had Drop Team on here last night, and she's already 2-0, so she's trying to go for that 3-0 tomorrow on Friday.
Oh yeah, she's trying to go for that belt.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, she got to go for the belt.
You heard some stuff she said. It was. So you already kind of gave us a little bit. You said that y'all set the tone. As far as getting involved, like how did you get involved with becoming a ring girl with bikini boxing?
Well, okay, so I became involved. I know Lola Bunny. We went to school together. We went to Skyline High School out here in Dallas, Texas. And I think we graduated together, too. And I was just, you know, on her Snapchat, and I seen her posing as a ring girl. And I was like, whoa, like, are you a fighter? Are you a boxer or whatever? She was like, no, I'm a ring girl. You know, we go across, you know, different states, and, you know, we just walk across. And she was like, you can either be a ring girl or you can either be a boxer and just, you know, try to see how you like it or whatever. And I was skeptical at first. You know, of course, but soon as I stepped in, I was 10 toes down ever since. Like the girls there are so welcoming. Like, you know, they're not non-judgmental, and they're tough girls at the same time. You know, they can take a hit, and they can keep on rolling with the punches, too.
Yeah, I like the organizers of her. they just, I mean, you know, people always want to say something about black business, but when black businesses are doing right, people don't want to give them credit. And
right,
this is a black-owned business. They got these shit together.
Yes, they do have it together. They have it all the way together, all the events together, like just selling tickets together, just everything. Everything is always together. Like there's, and especially with the girls, you know. And we went down to Deep Ellum, you know, to hang out downtown with the Deep Ellum, and like we just went bar hopping and everything, and everything just went so smooth. And then we even got so live, we even went to the King of Diamonds, and we turned up and showed the girls love at the King of Diamonds. Yes.
Oh yeah, I saw it on the snaps and stuff. I was so freaking worn out. I did way too much on Saturday. I was like, man, I'll forget it.
You can't get too worn up. You can't turn down.
You go to the funeral, kind of turn you down a little bit.
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I went to the funeral. And then I did a photo shoot that day too. So I was trying to get home and edit. Oh, yeah, that was.
I
wanted to turn up though. And I was mad. I'm looking at y'all snaps and stuff. Y'all lit.
Yes, too lit. All in the streets, posting, promoting. All in the streets, interacting with you know, just the whole Dallas community. Like, you know, we got to, and just, you know, bringing them out, because I'm trying to tell you, September 22nd on Friday, it's going to be so lit. And especially, you know, they're going to have drinks in there, I think, and food. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited because they got at a bigger venue, and it's right by downtown. So
yeah.
I know it's going to be even bigger and better this time.
Oh, yeah. It's so much bigger and better and easy to get to. And everything,
yeah,
and then like especially the girls, the girls are crazy. We even have twins, like it's so crazy. We got twin boxers, and then twin boxers, they some trash talking twins for real. They some trash talking.
I saw one of them. I saw she took a sad emoji and put it over the other fighter's face on the flyer. I was like, damn.
Yes, she did. She was savage. Did you see her other post? She had like caskets and she had like Martin when he was beaten up when he was in the boxing ring. She is savage with it, for real.
Hey, Hollywood can take punches though. I saw what Hollywood was doing when she fought in the last one that was here in Dallas. She can take some punches. So I don't know. She might want if she went against a girl that was way taller than her too. Oh yeah. Hollywood can take some punches.
I don't know. I think she can probably win it. I think she bad it. Little Mini Me, I think she bad it.
We gonna see.
We are going to see.
I know some people might hate this question, but oh well, that's what we do best in the show. We ask questions that people hate sometimes. But if you had to pick like the three boxers you want to see most, who would you say?
Okay, so the three boxers I would like to see most. Well, of course, I would like, okay, this might be a little bit messy, but I think I would like to see the twins go head-to-head at it. Just the twins go head-to-head.
Wow.
Yes. I've been thinking about that, just the twins going head-to-head. And, okay, so the third one who I would like to see go at it, my little chocolate.
What's
her name? Who? She chocolate. Sheena.
I'm gonna go check that. Let me go do my research on her right now.
Yeah, gone. She bad. I like to see her get down. I would love to see her get down. I want to see what kind of power she got behind that punch. I would love to see that.
Yeah, so I might go look at it now. Let me see. I'm looking on Instagram right now. I'm gonna check in a second. I'm all over here doing the most. But okay.
I'm doing the most.
Doing the most. It's a lot of new people I saw, man. I know one thing.
Yeah, they
gotta freaking win. The last time my person I picked, and all they had to do was listen to my instruction, listen to my direction, and they would have won. But they was not listening.
Oh,
and,
Lord,
yeah.
Who was that?
And they took that L. I was like, damn it. I was in the corner helping them out. They just weren't listening. Okay, so I'm getting to your business outside of it because that's what we do best on here, too. We get y'all business.
Chic and Benita Mert. She the second picture on the bikini box.
Oh, I saw Chic. I saw her.
Yes. I would love to see her fight. She thick. She thick in the mud. Her picture don't do her too much justice, but she thick in the mud.
I can see live in person. So outside of bikini boxing, what else do you got going on?
I am a veterinary technician. I work at Willow Run Kennels, and I work with animals, and I love animals, and I give them shots, and I take them out to use the restroom, and I just make sure that they taking their medicine, and everything's good to go, and send them back home to their mama. That's what I do.
Okay. Oh, so you are basically Dr. Doolittle. That's what you are.
Basically, yes. Except not the doctor either. But I will get there.
And I don't know. She picture do her justice. I mean, I don't know. Maybe as a photographer, I see these things. I see them cakes back there.
They big. They look bigger.
Hey, they're going to find out on Friday, ain't we? Okay.
Hey. She got them cake. I
gotta
tell you that.
Yeah, it was crazy. I ran into Lola, ironically, at Park Avenue for my birthday, not this last weekend, but the weekend before, a couple of Fridays ago. And it was like,
yeah,
weird. Lola, like, I felt so weird. I was like, calling her by her nickname. I'm Lola from that's doing the bikini boxing. I felt so weird. Good. Like, those conversations, addressing people about like that is weird as hell.
Yeah, because, I mean, because when you look at Lola, you get starstruck.
She look good in person. I was like, okay. Mind my business. Being good.
that's my girl. That's my long-time school buddy. We've been knowing each other since freshman year. Like, I've been knowing her since way back in the gap when we were both skinny and bones. Like, I've been knowing her for a minute. Yeah, that is my girl.
And, okay, so I'm gonna get some more personal questions for you. And, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't do so. All right, first off, for the people who want to know, as far as your situation, are you single? Are you in a relationship? Married? What?
I am in a relationship. I am a fiance. I am about to get married soon.
Ah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Not so much congratulations for the guys that want to hit on her.
I know, right?
Hey, I'm trying to help you out so you ain't gotta explain nothing later. Hey, y'all heard me show, I said.
Y'all
heard what I said. The show is recorded so we can go back and listen to it. Y'all missed what you said. Okay. Next question, that wasn't personal, but it's going to get worse. All right, so it's weird because May and T were being the bad guys yesterday, asking these questions. So now I got to be the bad guy. If you had to, like, what would you say is the craziest place you ever had sex at?
The craziest place I ever had.
And we've heard it all this show.
In a jumping house.
Whoa. Hold on, wait, what? You mean like a little bounce house the kids be in?
Yeah.
What? Okay, yeah, you threw a new one at us, and you hit us up with that one. All right, I gotta know how the hell, how the hell did it transpire? What time of day was it? What the hell? What's going on?
So I was at this. It was kind of like a little block party type thingamajigger or whatever, and they had like four little jumping houses type thing. And I was jumping in, like, the little unicorn jumping house or whatever. And I was in there by myself, just jumping, minding my own biz. And it was, like, this dude, you know, little neighborhood boy. He came in, and he was in there jumping or whatever. And one thing led to another. He started touching and kissing on me.
How did this happen? He got there, was jumping, and then how did we get to, okay, let's do something about bounce house? What the hell?
I was crushing on the neighborhood boy. I was crushing on
him. Okay, that was the part you missed out on. Okay.
And so, like, he just happened to, I guess, get in the jumping house with me, and I guess he was feeling me that day or whatever, and, hey, I wasn't going to let him get out of my grasp that day.
So what just happened? He just, like, said, hey, let's do something to jump out. It just that easily said? Like, I said,
I'm trying to figure that out.
That's the part that, like, throwing me off.
Okay. All right. So, I guess he was, like, touching on me, like, touching on my chest and stuff.
Okay.
And kissing on me or whatever. And, like, you know, one thing led to, when I'm in the mood, I'm in the mood, and I'm just finna pull your pants down, and we just finna get at it.
Did anybody catch y'all?
No, nobody called us, like, at all. Like,
wow.
It was like a radio station, I think, at that point, and I think they was probably doing, like, a little basketball type thing, so, like, the whole crowd was around the basketball.
It was a big crowd this event. Wow.
Yeah. It was like the whole neighborhood. It was like four blocks. And nobody was in the tiniest jumping house but me and him. But yeah, that's the craziest place, I believe. Next question.
We'll go to the next one. So my next one, that was, I'm gonna say you just got in the Hall of Fame.
Hey,
my co-host got the craziest one still. Me and T's co-host Nay still got the crazy one. She had sex in the church bathroom. So yeah, like
what?
I said, we heard everything on here.
In the what
she
bathroom?
Was getting eaten in the church bathroom.
Oh no, not the church bathroom. But hey, I didn't hear. Hey, some stuff be going down in the churches, Billy.
She said his girl was eating her out in the church bathroom.
Oh, we're live in the church. Let's be honest in the church.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, whoa, she told us that story. Every time somebody talks, she just comes out of her mouth. They like, she is going to hell. Like, you going to hell.
She going below somewhere. Both of them. Going below the belt.
Okay, sorry. So my next question. What's some of the stuff we can look forward to from you coming up outside, you know, not outside of saving pets and being a ring girl, what's some of the other projects you we have looking forward to for the rest of the year?
Well, I'm a model.
So I take little small pictures every once in a while, yes sir. And eventually I want to work up to either be Miss America or Miss Universe. So we'll see about that.
World
you know?
Peace. Okay. So you
and
so
I'll be Miss Texas. Repping Miss Texas.
Okay. Shout out to that.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm already going. Since you're on the line, I'm putting my bid in. We will be shooting soon, man. Please believe that. That's my last question, very tough one. That is, if you had 24 hours left to live, and you could think of every crazy little thing you could do in those 24 hours, what would you do?
What would I do in 24 hours? Okay, number one, I'm gonna go out a little bit thuggish, and I'm gonna try to rob me a bank and give me some money, and I'm gonna go overseas and turn up overseas and eat some weird crap, and probably face my fears, and probably swimming in the ocean or something, or
just die right there in the ocean. Okay.
probably feel some heat waves on the volcano. Probably get a little dangerous.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah.
I had somebody said rob a bank. They said rob several banks. They had an elaborate plan. They're like, they'll hide the money. They'll rob a bank, hide the money, and then find a way to leave the hiding place of their family once they die. I was like, man, you got that. You played this out, dude.
Dang, everybody trying to hit some licks, huh?
Well, you got 24 hours left to live. What you got to live? You know you can die,
right.
Yeah.
Get them racks. Try to get some racks.
Yeah, you got nothing to lose.
Yeah, go get some African diamonds, made them shine like Fruit Loops. Hey.
That's a good plan.
Okay, so
they take the money back from your family.
Oh no, it depends on how you do it. They don't spend it all at once. They just spend it bit by bit. See, okay, now you got me teaching you how to be criminals.
No, but you can.
for real.
But they
real,
can
still
track
money,
the money.
You got to be careful. You got to go incognito, baby, because you'll be walking around like you try to lick somebody. Gonna get a lick after you trying to get some licks after you try to get a lick.
Right.
There you go.
There you go. All right, so final thing, let everybody know, we here in the show, we don't call it following, we call it stalking, because followers just follow, stalkers, they follow you and support you. So where on social media can people stalk you at?
Well, they can stalk me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page. It's Tay Blazing Blue. You can stalk me on Snapchat is Tay_BlazingBlue, and you can stalk me on Instagram at Tay_BlazingBlue.
All right, awesome. Well, I'll be supporting you, definitely. And y'all, she got, just like we talked about yesterday, I know what it is. I'm telling you, I didn't do this on purpose, but Tay got some cake too, y'all. Y'all heard me talking yesterday about Kiana. Tay got some cake too.
Yeah, I got some cake. I got some icing back there.
Or as I said yesterday, because T wants to make fun of me, them yams.
Oh, yeah, them yams.
See, yams is for the Thanksgiving.
T was loud at me yesterday. Don't make fun of my word.
First of all, I thought you was talking about some food, okay? Because then you made me hungry.
Okay. Well, now you know. See, you were trying to play me yesterday. Well, Tay, we appreciate you for coming through. You welcome.
Thank you for having me. It was fun. And y'all come and support. Y'all come to Southside Ballroom in Dallas, Texas, September 22nd. That is Friday. Get your tickets now. They're $15 at the door. No, $15 now, $25 at ringside, and they're $5 more at the door. So you might as well get them now before they go up.
They do something online, by the way, too, if you can't get your ringer.
It ain't no excuse why you can't
no
get
excuse.
It. So you can't be crying
right
at the door.
Mm-hmm.
right. Well, again, we thank you. Another great interview in the bag. Shout out to that.
All right,
bye,
you.
Beautiful. All right, okay, we're going to bring our next guest on. I'm going to dial her in now. You're going to hear some phone dialing.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We need to do prank call edition like we did last.
Hello.
I'm doing that soon. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
Wait. I need you to change that voice. Don't come in here talking like you are on live. Don't come.
Okay.
Like
okay.
You're
let's.
On live link.
Okay. Let's start this over.
Action.
Okay.
Laugh link.
Hello.
Okay. You might as well talk the other way because it's not going to work. It's still sound like live.
Hello.
Hello. What's up, guys? What y'all up to tonight?
I'm calling live links at this show.
You're calling live links?
Yeah. We got really hot girls and they're waiting. Oh. Have y'all ever called? Hey, that's a random point starting this interview. Have y'all ever called LiveLink?
Okay.
That is hilarious.
I've never actually called LiveLink. No.
It's funny.
It's free for ladies. So, yeah, you want to have some good laughs.
It's free for females. It's funny.
Hell out of guys.
Yes,
I'm going to have to check it out then.
It'd be funny because they'd be
it's
like,
hilarious.
Yeah. I'm standing 6'2", chocolate. Like what?
We got the ratchet calls. The one in the Dallas area, it is extra ratchet. They be sitting there, girl, we just chilling at the house right now. Shoot, what you and your friends doing? What we were doing? My sister, he were luring them in, and then I was putting a faint voice. And then all of a sudden switching to a guy voice saying,
uh-huh.
You mind a night, boy? Scare the hell out of every time. Like, we just call live links to prank call. That's all we do.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
Because they be so thirsty. You know, they ain't able to tell you where they live. Yeah, shoot, girl, we right up the street, man. You know, you and your friends to get with my friends. And maybe
we can be friends.
Like, you'll get the hell out of here.
And they never ask for pictures. They'd be like, you got picture mail. What?
Oh, my God.
Picture mail.
I told you, crazy show already. Tay and Tay realized, oh, yeah, these people are for real. They're crazy. Again, glad to have you. And... Well, first off the bat, like, what led you to get into bikini boxing? Like, how did you end up becoming a ring girl and everything?
Well, I had actually heard about bikini boxing last year, and I was too late to be a ring girl last year. So I was like, man, I'm pretty bummed. But you know what? Next year's coming, and I'm going to make sure I get in. So as soon as James put in looking for ring girls, I was like, ring girls, sorry. I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm definitely going to do this, mainly because of the fact that bikini boxing it gets so live that you want to see hot babes in bikinis duking it out with their boxing gloves. And not only that, but the ring girls, they put in some work, too. You know, they're strutting their stuff with them heels on bikinis, holding up that number round one, ready for round two. Let's do this.
I was covering one last year. I'm covering a little bit more this year because I'll be doing it for a magazine. But, yeah, it was crazy. I was like, man, this is like organized. This is like super organized. So
it is. I actually saw the promo video for it last year, and I was like, man, this year it's going to be even more live. Like, it's going to be litty. You know what I'm saying?
Because downtown, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, see, that's how you know they're doing something right. They're missing. At Southside Ballroom, y'all know the only that Southside Ballroom is usually like big name artists performing. So that's the So yes, I'm lit. I cannot wait. the seniors mm-hmm. all go down. So
yes.
You know, so again, you say, you know, you were trying to get into last year. You finally got into this year, thankfully, because y'all Marbury is pretty hot, y'all. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it is.
So I want to know this right to back. Like, as far as the boxers you've seen so far, who are the
mm-hmm.
three that you are wanting to see the most?
I'm going to have to go with Shaquana versus Cherry because they've been talking mad shit to each other on Facebook and social media, talking about, I'm going to whip you.
mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're preparing for each other's funerals type thing, you know what I'm saying? So they're going pretty crazy. But I would say Shaquana versus Cherry. And then my second one, I'm going to have to go with, let me think, because they're also great, you know? And
I know, that's why we do this. We make it harder y'all on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. And then Virginia, too. Virginia, I'm rooting for Virginia. She really looks like she got some hands on herself. And Mandy Munster, yes, Mandy Munster the most, because she is a
Virginia's fighting this year?
Yes, Virginia. Yes, Virginia is fighting this year.
Oh, yeah, because she was a ring girl. Okay, so she actually duking it out this year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did not know.
And then also Mandy Munster. I'm ready for Mandy Munster, too.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a lot of great fights. I got a chance to see some of them. I've seen videos of them from past fights. I'm in other cities,
uh-huh.
But yeah, it's a lot of great people on here.
Yeah, there is. I'm really excited for it. I can't wait to see them all go at it. I'm pretty sure that it's going to be, you know, fair at the end of it all, and everybody's just going to be loving each other, especially for the after party, because we're all going to get lit after the after party.
Oh, wait, because I need to know about this, because I'm trying to make sure I got enough energy this entire weekend. Where is the after party on Friday? I need answers.
For the after party, you know what? We haven't really set out on details yet. We just know we all want to go after, likely to Deep Ellum or Dallas somewhere, and just, you know, get live with each other, especially celebrate those who won and celebrate the ones who lost, because, you know, they deserve a celebration as well for trying.
Damn! You deserve a celebration for trying. You give out a participation award, man. Wow. Okay, so yeah, I need to know that because I've saved all my energy. I'll make sure I get plenty of sleep on Thursday night because I need all the energy I can use for Friday.
Of course, so, yeah. Yes, I will definitely see you guys there this Friday.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I can't wait. A lot of new faces, a lot of faces I've seen before, and it's just more organized, bigger venue. And I hate driving to Plano. The last one was at Plano,
yeah.
I hated driving out there. Because people drive, as you know, people drive crazy as hell on 635.
Oh, my God, yes. They don't know how to use their blinkers. They don't know how to, you know.
That's my number one problem. Right, you just said it. That's number one thing.
But you know what? Christmas is coming around the corner, so maybe since they use blinkers as decorations, they'll start using that more often. You know what I'm saying?
you got a lot of wishful thinking.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping for it. I'm hoping.
Well, Zeph, okay, well, T, now that you, since you are here for this one, I'm going to let you jump into the mix. Feel free, T.
Okay.
Yes, which means T gets to be the bad guy. I get to be the good guy tonight.
So you're going to be the good tonight?
T, I got you?
Yes. Huh?
Okay, yes, you get to be the bad guy.
What you mean? What happened?
You get to be the bad. Okay, I mean, you want me to be the bad guy? I can be the bad guy.
Oh, okay. So, are you dating, single, looking, not looking?
I am happily married, actually. We've been married for 4 years now.
Aww. I want to be married.
I can hook you up. Just let me know what your type is. I'll be your Tumblr for you. Or no, not Tumblr. What is it, that thing? Swipe left, plenty of fish.
Swipe left, side right.
Okay.
All right. Look at that, you, Mara.
Oh, yeah. Tinder.
There you go, Tinder. I said Tumblr.
No, I don't want Tinder. Wherever Myra's figure ain't put me up on, I'm going with the Myra app. Let's go with that one. I'm liking it.
All right, it's coming soon, so you better download it.
Okay, so yeah, I'm sold. You got me sold now. I'm excited. Yeah.
Okay, so what is the most freakiest thing you ever done?
The most freakiest thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's so many. Let me see which one's my favorite. I'm going to have to say there was these edible, what is it, like a cream. It was like an edible fruit cream. Got it from like Hot Topic Spencer or something like that. And we had tried that. Yes, girl. That was, oh my god. My favorite one was a piña colada, and I was like, yes. Mix it up, baby. But yeah, I would say that was the freakiest thing that was my favorite, at least from what I could say. Because let's just say it was really sticky. And we couldn't tell which one it was coming from the cream or something else. You know what I mean? So.
I didn't have the fruit cream used on me. I had the chocolate.
Oh, that one's really good too.
The chocolate from like Bath and Body Works or Victoria's Secret.
Uh huh.
Oh yeah.
That one's really, you know, they actually have some other stuff too. They have vanilla bean.
I had a Jell-O pudding pop in my pen.
Oh. I've heard the Pop Rocks is really nice too. You should try that too.
I heard this one girl said she used Pop Rocks. I was like, wait, that's too much going on. I don't need Pop Rocks.
I feel like that would hurt. It is.
That's an excellent way to happen.
It is. I feel like I would choke more than what I'm already choking on. But, you know.
I don't even like Pop Rocks anyway. Like at Sonic when they try to give you those Pop Rocks in your slushy. Ugh, no. You got to take them back and take them out. That's nasty.
Y'all setting the bar, man. See, who we letting on these shows? Ooh, goodness. We be thinking, we asking a question, they going to be all, oh, well, I haven't really done any. And they give me these answers, I'm like, oh, my God, I wasn't ready.
Like, dang, I don't think I have lived.
I mean, oh, I can't say that for myself. You know, I'm done for crazy.
Well,
yeah.
Well, Steady J, what's the freakiest thing you've ever done? Nah, come on now. You asked me and Tay what was the freakiest thing. Now we asking you, what is the freakiest thing you've done, Steady J? You getting interviewed now.
I'm asking the questions. I'm asking the questions right here, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah,
I get
okay,
you.
I'll play by the game. I'll play your game, though. Okay, I'm going to give a different one than I did yesterday. Just mix it up. Yesterday, it's in the middle of the street. That was a crazy one.
That was too crazy.
Yeah. That's not as crazy as the next one's going to be. Okay.
You said you did it in the middle of the street?
Yeah. Look, about 9 o'clock.
You know what? I actually remember a time when we were road tripping to California, and we stopped in Arizona at this just to sightsee, and it was broad daylight, and you know, one thing led to another, and we didn't give one shit. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. But we didn't give a damn, you know. Okay, so we didn't give a shit. We were like, man, fuck this, whatever. We had just got married. You know, we're horny little toads. And so we're like, yeah, screw this. And literally it was in broad daylight and there was only one tree covering us up. I was like, damn, we good. We stay.
For me, I'd just say it was a combination. Pool, hot tub combination.
How do you do that? Pool and a hot tub? You went to the pool and then the hot tub? How'd that go?
Okay, so break it down. In the pool, so we got in the hot tub, you know, to warm ourselves up before we went to the pool. And we got started in the hot tub, and it was like,
the way this pool was designed, it was like
a fountain in the middle of the pool. And this one little part is like a. And while she was hanging on to the fountain, I was like behind her. And yeah, the rest is history.
Well, then.
And then we went back to my apartment because she was like, let's go into your apartment because I can't do everything I want to do here. I was like, oh, okay.
Nice.
Oh, I didn't mention this. The pool was locked, by the way, so we jumped over the gate just to get to the pool area. So, yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to call 911 and report you now. You done confessed.
I jumped over that gate so many times. F them. I'll do some real things. One time the cops came, and they was coming. I dipped in the pool. And I was holding for a little bit. They looked around. They didn't see nobody. They left. I was like, yes, I'm not going to jail today.
Not today.
Yes. Long as you hide over in the hot tub, you can get away with it. Because you can scoot back and they see you in the pool. You're going to take an L.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there you go. Those are my crazy ones. Y'all got... interviewing me, y'all funny.
I'm sorry. Okay. Y'all can go back to interviewing me now.
It's okay. You know, I'm down. You know, I'm not scared. I'm down to have fun on the show too.
Right.
So,
okay. So what's the craziest
go,
place you ever had sex?
Wait, what? What was the question?
What is the most craziest place you ever had sex?
The most craziest place I've ever had sex. Oh, that's a lot too because we're very adventurous. Let me think. The craziest place. I'm gonna have to go with the drive-in movie theater, mainly because of the fact we were on top of the car, not in the car.
Wow.
And you know, security's driving around and everything, but it's dark. Ain't nobody looking at us. Anyways, so we had the blanket on top of the car, and I had wore a skirt for this occasion because it was our bucket list. We have a bucket list of places to have sex in bucket list. And so so that was one of them, and I was like, yeah, let's do this. So I don't even remember what movie it was. I don't even remember watching it, honestly. But we did start on the hood, put a blanket there and everything, started on the hood, security's driving around. We're, you know, doing our thing. Nobody's paying attention to us. And on top of that, there was actually no cars parked next to us because I don't know why. We were at the very front row, but nobody was next to us.
Whoa.
So it worked in our favor.
What do you remember what movie it was?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm pretty sure maybe he'll remember, but I honestly don't remember. Oh, it was actually that one movie, the new Hangover movie that came out. Not the new Hangover. I think it was Hangover 2.
Okay, so it was a comedy. I was like, what kind of movie was it? I was like,
I know for sure it was a comedy.
Don't tell me it was like a kids movie. And a kids movie was
no, on. It wasn't. It was a rated R movie. But no, it was a comedy, and I just don't remember the name of it though.
It was a rated R movie, but what was going on outside the movie should be NC-17.
Yeah.
Lord. Y'all need to be good like myself, okay? I know how to be
good little
boys and girls.
Okay, I'll do my best, but, you know, I don't want to die tomorrow knowing I could have done something of interest today. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I believe on it. Now the bar is set now. Dear Future Bay, you heard that, man. Those hashtag goals. I mean, but, you know, I need a sexual bucket list. I'm putting that to the universe, Dear Future Bay. Those are my goals. Hashtag goals. I need
hashtag
a
goals.
Let's get, yeah, so bucket. That's a question. I'm gonna have to throw that into tomorrow's show. Now you're gonna make me ask that question tomorrow. okay, so another question I like to ask you is outside of doing bikini boxing, what else do you have going on?
Well, I am a model as well. I actually just moved from California about a year ago, and I did runways, promo modeling, brand ambassador, and I still continue doing that here. I actually work part-time at a pet resort, and so aside from working part-time there, I do modeling part-time as well.
Wow, so you just said a pet resort. I don't know if that was just irony or what, but seriously, Tay, she's a veterinary assistant. That's crazy.
I know. I heard that. I was like, what? But no, yeah. I actually love it there, though. Instead of working with actual people, I work with animals. Well, just dogs. And so, if I have a bad day, it's more like, oh, this little pug and this little poodle got in a fight, so I had to break it up, you know. And
right.
But no,
okay,
I mean, other than that, that's what I got going on. So yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm just like I did. I'll tell you. I'll definitely put my bid in to shoot you soon. So yes, that's I'm gonna abuse my power. I'm definitely shooting soon.
Thanks.
Okay, my next question for you then is, okay, I'm going to throw some at you, you can see coming. What is, as far as with the modeling part, like what's like one of the worst experiences you've had?
Oh my God. You know what? Yes, I know that answer. Because actually, in California, I was actually a size one, and I remember one time I went to a casting call, and the casting director, she was like, hey, so you're a great model, but you know, you could lose a couple pounds. I said, what?
Whoa.
What do you mean I need to lose a couple pounds? And then she was like, you know, she was like, just tone it up in the most healthiest way, that is. And you know, she was trying to talk to me very professionally, and she was like, but I can't have you in my show because in my opinion, you're just a bit too much. And I said, well, in my opinion, I feel you need two double cheeseburgers, but that's just me.
Oh,
and so I let her, yes, and so, yes, ain't nobody got time for that. And so I let her know, you know, I don't appreciate body shaming. I don't, you know, condone body shaming. But if you're body shaming me, then you should expect it from me back. And don't get offended either.
Right.
But, you know, body shaming is a real problem with women. And I feel that we need to motivate each other instead of bringing each other down. And that goes for men as well, because I see men throwing it down too. Like, oh, look at this dude over here. He thinks he's so buff and bad. No, you know, just be chill. And so anyways, you know, I had let her know. I was like, well, either way, one way or another, I'm going to be in the show because I want to be in the show, but not because of you, but because of me and for my resume. And so she was like, okay, that's fine, but you're never going to be on the show. So I said, okay, whatever. I ended up getting the list of all the fashion designers who were going to be in the show, and I contacted all of them to see if I could model for them. So then I was able to model for them. And at the show, I went up to her and I said, hey, do you remember me? And she said, no, I don't. I said, yeah, I'm Myra, Myra Guzman. I said, you told me to lose a couple pounds and I could never be in the show. And she said, oh, yeah. She's like, are you here to enjoy the show? I said, no, I'm here to walk the show. But you can enjoy me walk, too, if you like. And then we just walked away.
Oh.
So, yeah. It was pretty intense because, like, it was, oh, my God. I was so mad at the casting call. I was like, this girl just called me fat. And I was a size 3 at the time, so.
I know how she probably sounded. I'm so, like, totally, let me tell you. Or she sounded like a valley girl, or she had one of those really snooty voices. Oh, yes. What is your name? Myra. We don't think that she can make the cut, honey. Yeah, I know how that goes. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but she was more of a valley girl. Like, oh, my God, no, you need to lose a couple pounds.
Oh, my God, I know that because a lot of people in California, you know, they eat is plants. I understand that, but they need to dial it down a little bit.
Or they get excited over Starbucks, like, oh my God, Starbucks.
So I totally had a frat and I totally lost it this morning. OMG.
Right.
Get the heck out of here. Nobody got time for that. All right, so I'm asking my final question. One of the most dangerous questions. It is very thoughtful. I know where this is going to go. if you had 24 hours left to live and you could pick all the crazy things you want to do in those 24 hours, what would you do?
Eat a bunch of chocolate because chocolate's my favorite. Dark chocolate preferred, and with almonds. Well, you know. And so I would make sure I get all the chocolate in the world.
Chocolate. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, okay. But I'm happily married. See, I can't, you know, that's Fetty. I'm going to have to let you down.
Stop it.
You know,
stop
it's
it.
Not you. It's me.
You know, I was just taking the compliment because, you know, us dark chocolates don't be getting them, but these light skins trying to come back. So, you know, I take every compliment I can get.
Right? Nah, but yeah, I would get all the chocolate in the world and then spend it with my honey and our daughter, because I do have a daughter, and you know, go to Disneyland, go travel as much as I could within those 24 hours, and especially the beach. I love the beach. I swear, I feel like I'm a mermaid. But yeah, that's what I would do in my last 24 hours of living.
Nice. I'm surprised, you know, yesterday she said she would just spend all 24 hours having sex.
Okay. Don't forget that part.
You said
sex in the beach, not on the beach, in the beach.
Also, are you going to, like, dig a sandcastle and hide in the sandcastle? Okay, I got you.
There you go. Or in the water, because, you know, fish is poop and pee in there all day. So what's wrong with me doing it in there? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord. I'm painting that picture about fish pooping, please. Oh.
Okay. Fish
rainbows
and pebbles.
I don't get into the water until I'm like down in Mexico or Honduras, Belize, where the water is blue. Like, I have time for all that. I need to see things. Well, I just say, Ms. Myra, we do appreciate having you. You were a great guest. You definitely helped improve this week.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Let everybody know, as you heard earlier, we don't follow people, we stalk people on here. So how do people stalk you on social media?
Okay, so my stalkers can definitely stalk me on Instagram at Myra G Unit, MayraGUnit. Also, my Snapchat is CrazyEyes_O. And my Facebook, well, it's Myra Guzman, MayraGuzman, and then Guzman, GUZMAN. So, stalkers, please stalk, but do not show up in my house because my 45 will meet you on the way out. Thank you.
Just talk to me, like, follow and support her. We don't need you. Yeah, you know, we don't need you doing, like, certain people that do, like, when T had deal this morning. We don't need you hitting people up at 6 in the morning with DMs. Hey, what you got going on, girl? Like,
right. Oh, my God, yes. But, no, I really do appreciate you guys having me on this, you know, Life After Dusk Live. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Don't forget to buy y'all's bikini and boxing tickets, 15 for general, 25 for ringside, this Friday. So y'all better be there or be square, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I'll definitely be there. I have some guests coming. I got some out-of-town guests that'll be coming from Florida, so they'll be there too. So we will be in the building.
Yes, I can't wait. I'll see you guys there.
All right, peace.
Bye. Good night, guys.
All right, T. That was another successful. We had two successful shows a week thus far. Both of these are Bikini Boxing 11 week shows. It was pretty good. So, as we got some minutes left, I guess I'm going to go into a quick song break and then you can use the remainder of time to say whatever the hell we want to say. Including say mean things about Nate while she's not here. All right, I'm going to take you to a song from one of our guests. I've been on here before. She's cool, man. Like, it's cool. I like when I get to get these guests in here who I was a fan of when I was a kid. And then they come on the show. It's like, it's crazy. All right, so here's Sookie Fine with Romeo and Juliet. I'm still living from that episode because she was cool.
Just to make you sweat, you're about to get in something you will never regret, and it's gonna be the bomb. This is what I meant. Yep, it's like Romeo and Juliet, hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat. You're about to get in something you will never regret, and it's gonna be the bomb. This is what I meant. Yep.
Since the first time I saw ya, I knew I was attracted. Reacted to the fact on how you make me act. Shy but sexy at the same time. All was on my mind was a little bump and grind. Usually, I don't play it that close. You got to kick it with me before I serve you up with an overdose of that bomb ass punani. Make you my man. Ain't got no love for nobody else but you. Cause you's my boo. I prove to you my love be true. So do you know where you're going to? Through thick and thin, baby, you all in. Time will reveal that my love for you will never end. My heart keeps ticking, no time for tricking. You who I'm picking, so lay me down, just give it a good licking. I'll treat you like my king, cause you're royal, and only give my love to you because I'm loyal. Escape with me, come over to my place. I'll teach you a few things in love making. Now I can't wait, I won't wait. So take me by my arms and rock me, baby, cause I'ma always and forever be your lady.
It's like Romeo and Juliet, hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat. You're about to get in something you will never regret. And it's gonna be the bomb, this is what I meant. Yep, it's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat. You're about to get in something you will never regret. And it's gonna be the bomb, this is what I meant. Yep.
After our first night, you discovered who's the bomb is mommy. LA's finest with my top dogs all around me. Down to ride, Waters and Bonnie and Clyde with sexual healers, be feelers. Baby, check my vibe. There'll never be a love like me that got your back in this industry, that got your back in these streets. So you don't have to worry about me on the creep. And I don't want you ever to try to play me cheap, cause I don't sleep around because it's sleazy. Good lesson taught by my big homie Easy. I got to compliment you on how you please me. Touch me, but don't tease me. Now put it in nice and easy and rub my body down. I'm feeling wheezy and cuddle up to me, cause now I'm getting sleepy. it, but I'ma be dedicated to this relation. So stay away from all them cowards, so it cannot be player hated. Cause if you're with me, booty, keep it real. And if I catch you sleeping around, then I'm gonna have to chill. When you find good love, you best to keep it. I'm putting all my sisters up on game, so won't you peep it?
It's like Romeo and Juliet, hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And this is gonna be the bomb, this is what I bet. Yep, it's like Romeo and Juliet, hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And this is gonna be the bomb, this is what I bet. Yep, it's like Romeo and Juliet, hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And this is gonna be the bomb, this is what I bet. Yep, it's like Romeo and Juliet, hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat. You's about to get in something you...
And this is gonna be the bomb, this is what I bet. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, we are back, everybody. Life at Us Live, your boy, Sadie J, and your girl,
She Melina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this is the first Talk to Me Tuesday. Come and talk to me, oh, baby.
Oh,
yeah, first Talk
okay.
to Me Tuesday. Oh, I know you better not talk about me singing. You was over there singing when we first opened your line. I
what
know you want to come for me. I don't even know what you were singing, but you were singing.
Yeah, I
come
was singing.
Come and talk to me.
Singing.
I really want to be
I don't know what
you.
Can
you talk to me? Oh, yeah.
I think you wailing.
I'm wailing. Okay.
You want it.
Keep on keep. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up, see? I remember that.
Oh, you crying.
I got you. I got you. Go ahead. Keep on trash talking.
Ain't nobody scared.
I'm adding all this to the ledger.
Well, I had it on. Write it down.
Okay.
Take a picture.
Okay. Talking all that hot trash.
Trash.
This
ain't no trash.
Unlike,
this is straight fat.
You know, because you definitely not on Beyonce sucker. Beyonce, she talks like this and she can back it up. You can talk, but only you can back it up and talk. I mean, you're down there. So, as we got about 11 more minutes of the show, I'm going to put T on the spot, man. So.
What?
Although I didn't prepare her for doing this segment today. We're gonna help T. Let's play. We're gonna do this live on the air. So some behind the red curtain stuff right here on the air. So T, help us. Let us know so you know from now on what to expect. Have you thought about what the name of your segment, your weekly segment, is gonna be called?
I haven't really thought about it yet. Like I'm still. I'm
what?
Still thinking. Yeah, I'm.
You better
I don't
come
know if
on,
I
girl.
Do, like, hush. I don't know if I want to do like, you know, have a segment where you have like news, or you have one like, you know how Nate got, Nate. You know, Seduction 101. Or I want to do like, I don't know, like different type of positions and stuff like that. I don't know.
Y'all just freaky little people. I forget
what?
You are a Sagittarius. You are a Sagittarius.
I
forget
no
this.
Such thing.
Hmm?
I am no such thing. I don't know what freaky means.
Wait. You are Sagittarius and Dave's a Scorpio. All those things speak for themselves.
Boy, if you put both of them together. All right. Anyways.
It's squeezing Virgo right in the middle. Well, okay, go ahead. Continue what you were saying.
What? Well, I don't know if I want which one I want to do, so I'm trying to think about which one would be better.
So then you got kind of an epic name. I mean, I got Crickets of the Week.
Yeah, I know.
Is it, no, Nay got Seduction 101. So let's see. What could be... let's see. It depends on which thing you go with. I mean, because, okay, so... What were your choices on what the segment would be? It was positions or it was something else?
It was either, you know, like the current news and, like, what's going on, or, like, Sex 101, I think. Or something like that.
I mean...
Like, Sex Position.
I mean, well, I don't know. You could, see, you got some ways to do that because it could be, like, the extra tip. You add... Ooh, two words. Okay, depending on which one you go with, if you go with the current events, easy one, tease.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I got it. Or the other one could
be. Or if you go with the positions one, tease tip of the week.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah, tease tip of the week.
Yeah.
Because you can go any way with that. Sometimes if you decide to talk, put people in their place, or if you decide to do the positions, there you go. You got all that stuff. Or do both.
All right. I'm going to do Petty 101. Petty 101.
Oh, Petty. Oh, not Petty. Oh,
you get it.
Lord.
Petty 101.
I like that. So we were spelling different, like playing, still spelling Petty, P-E-T-T-Y, it would be P-E-T-T-E-E.
Yeah, you get it. Petty.
Okay. I did, that was smooth. Oh no, Petty 101 sounds too. What about Petty Moments?
Petty moment. You know, that's like a run in. You never heard of one of them run on sentences.
Yeah, I see. Petty.
Petty T. I don't know. Huh.
But y'all see, because y'all did the clever thing with the T part. So let's see. Petty. Okay, let's see. Petty. Y'all go behind the red carpet curtain with us. Petty, or something before Petty. It's also hard. Oh my God.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Petty time? No, that's too corny. Petty time. Petty time. It sounds like a corny like jingle waiting to happen. Petty time. But now it starts sounding good. The cornier that jingle sound. Petty time. Petty time.
What the? Oh no.
Petty time.
It's time to get petty. No.
It's time. Ooh. You so petty. Ooh, what about this? This actually sounds good. You so petty. You so petty. And then, you know, because like every time you give out one of your tips. See, y'all, I'm trying to sell our shit. Every time you get one of your tips, you be like, ooh, you so petty. Tee,
yeah,
that started to sound good now. I'm starting to think about that. That's catchy. You so petty. Like, you know, because then me and Nate can say like that every time. Tee, you so petty.
Like, girl, don't I know. Let me tell you.
Oh, let me tell you. So, like, okay, so now I'm going to put you on the spot of the war. All right, so like, give us a sample of you so petty.
You're so petty. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Y'all watching T audition her segment. Live on the air.
Wow. Don't put me on the spot. All right, so I could be like, this girl had the nerve to say that she don't want to be a model no more, and then gonna turn around 3 days later talking about she want to do another photo shoot. Girl, please sit down. What you need to do is get your ducks in the line and think about doing something else, because modeling is not for you.
Ooh, you so petty.
I don't know. How was that?
That was good. That was a good one. See, you should, but okay, so critique moment.
Mm.
Wait. I just accidentally did something there.
Ooh.
Critique. No, critique. That's not somebody else's name. I'm not going to do that. I just thought of myself. That's not somebody else's name. I saw laughing in my head the moment I said it out loud. No. You so petty. No, so see, you should have took that topic. You should have took that and broke it down some more, like, or like created a topic based off of it. That was a good warm up example to lead into what your topic was about for us to talk about. So, you would have followed that up. What would be your topic based off of the petty moment you just shared?
What would be my topic? Like,
yeah.
What
so
you
would say like, she got the nerve. She got the nerve. She don't want to model no more than 2 days later. She got the nerve to say she wasn't doing another photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So you will follow up. So y'all getting radio class right now. Y'all getting a free class right now. Alright, so how you can follow that up would be, you know, what's y'all thoughts on that? Like, and then, you know, me, and then, you know, you kind of go into that a little bit more or why that bothers you or whatnot, and then we kind of share our point is we kind of share examples that kind of, we see where that gets going more. So, yeah, it just opens up more dialogue.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah, because we're like, okay, like, yeah, we're like, why? I mean, yeah, that is petty. Like, why the heck, like, and then we were sitting here debating, oh, yeah, like, that's why, like, it makes it so hard for the serious models, because you get people like that who, you know, they just think it's something you can pick up, put down, and they want people to take them seriously, because they do that, they affect other models, and people don't, the ones that are serious don't get to be taken serious because the photographers or brands or whatnot are so burnt out on the non-serious models. Damn, you see how this did that?
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we got about a minute left before the British women get my ears started knowing the hell out of me. See you. Do you have anything coming up that we need to know about?
Well, I'd rather not say. I just rather hit.
Oh, you for the be named? Oh, don't be named. That's that
what,
nation.
What?
That is that nation. Navy doing that. You know that's that nation. Navy is good for that. Ooh, you so petty.
Yeah, because like,
Because
every time I like try to say something, it's like somebody always come back. And why am I talking like that? But somebody always going to come back and like take my ideas. So I'm just going to keep quiet and just. Bam! Hit him with the fire.
Okay, quiet.
Like somebody really did take my idea. Like seriously.
Quiet. Okay. Well, I'm about to drop the magazine here in a moment. So y'all just stay tuned to the long-awaited fourth anniversary issue of Human Canvas. We'll be dropping that issue 39. So. Stay tuned. It'll be dropping here in a bit. And you spend your money to your heart's content, then feel free. Shout out to the Note 8. I got the Note 8. Woo woo. Other stuff coming up. I'll be at the Bikini Boxing 11 event this Friday. Be at Dallas, Texas at South Ballroom. Downtown Dallas. Make sure you come through. Yeah, get your tickets. It is $15 for general admission, $25 for ringside seats. If you get a ringside seat, you get entered for a chance to win a flat screen TV.
Okay, so wait. So get in, but then you got to pay for your seat.
No. Okay, so this is how I go. Like, it's others. You can
sit
down.
Oh, you said general admission.
So there's
general
admission is 15. Yeah.
Okay.
But
then
ringside seats.
See, that's the way you said it. It's like it ran in together. Okay. I get
it. Okay, I got you, baby. It's $15 for general admission. If you want a ringside seat, it's $25. So, like, the ringside
seat
so be with me.
Is that added with the 15?
No, that's separate. So, yeah, those are separate tickets. If you don't want to be ripe on the ring, you know, you just pay the 15 and be done with it. But if you want to get up on the ring, plus be in a chance to win a flat screen TV, pay that 25.
Oh, okay. I see now. So if you're on a mission, you get the little wax seat. But if you want a chance to win, it's the 15 plus the 25.
Close to the action.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
You know, I get a VIP seat, but I ain't worried about it. You know, you got that juice, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm excited. That being said, to the anything else, that's it for now. That's all I'm going to tell
y'all. About this magazine. You need to tell you need to tell all the people that's making food the Save Me song.
Culinary Canvas. Yeah, I'll be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
That will be dropping in December. More details or how you can submit will be coming up soon. But you do have it in your ear now that is happening.
And will y'all submit, please? Send me song.
Please make sure your stuff is looking over. Don't be shooting on dirty ass kitchen, man. Shit, don't do that.
Oh my goodness! And please don't use your phone.
Yeah, but we want professional pictures. We want to keep it professional.
Yeah.
All right, so that is it. Oh, we are rolling on out. Remind you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or there's a
T,
there is a way to the. Oh, but she only say it if the person's on the air. To the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy Sunny J and your girl
T Molina.
I have to think of this, y'all. If I'm going to come up with promo service announcements for Tuesday, then that. Oh, I do. I got a perfect one. Since a lot of people call it dub it as Titty Tuesday, protect the boobies, people. Protect the boobies.
All boobs matter, no matter the size.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.